Legends 92.9 now brings you
Lyrics and Legends
with your host, Gary Ware.
Program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends on 92.9 FM in beautiful downtown Shamrock, Texas. Each week we visit with different local artists. This week we're going to take a little different spin, visiting with a guy who started out in the area and has moved on to the Nashville area, a singer and songwriter who is from New Liberty, Oklahoma. Jeremy Dean is...
in the middle of a wheat field.
Now, somebody was in the station. They said, "Who you got this week?" And I said, "I'm going to visit with Jeremy Dean. He's from over at New Liberty." And they said, "I know where that's at." So not everybody.
Wow.
Yeah, not everybody's unfamiliar with it. But for those who are a little unfamiliar with the geography.
Must have been a hitchhiker.
So you didn't get here by accident. You had to be going here. But,
You had to be going through there.
New Liberty's about, 12 miles northwest of Sayre, maybe? Is that fair?
Yeah, about about 10 miles. Yeah,
about 10 miles. All right.
100 miles from anywhere. But, yeah, no, it's...
So it's got four Walmarts, a Supercenter, or maybe
two
a church.
Roads. There's two roads. There's Main and Plum, and when you get off Main, you're plumb out of town.
Yeah, I think you heard that from your pop.
I think so.
So Jeremy grew up in that area. I guess how long did you live in New Liberty? Were you, I mean, like raised there?
I actually was a kid in Arnett, Oklahoma, which is about 2 to 3 hours north of Sayre. And but I guess when I was about 13 is when we moved to Sayre. So I spent, you know, 7-8 years in that area.
Okay. I think when I got to know you was in probably around 91, and you were doing a program on a little station in Wheeler, Texas called KPDR.
Yep. All right. KPDR is where I started radio. And when I was old enough to have a radio license, actually, I got a license and had a Southern Gospel radio show. Was my first radio job. And then I ended up doing radio in total for about 11 years. I did a stint over in Elk City, Oklahoma, at KECO country station. And then I did some kind of syndicated radio stuff where I just kind of shipped a program around the country. But yeah, man, radio was in my blood at an early age.
All right. That's where I got to know you, was there. And also another program you did while you were there was a Positive Country program, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yep. So, it was fun. It was great because I got to talk to a lot of those, you know, the people that I looked up to in country music, but they also had an influence in bringing gospel into country music as far as making it commercially available. I think during that time there was a big project called Amazing Grace, projects of country artists doing gospel songs. And so that kind of led to Christian country music, which was founded around the early 90s and as an industry, and it took off here in Nashville. And then as far as country artists singing gospel songs, of course, that's happened for a long, long time, but it just kind of became validated probably early 90s as a format. And I got involved in doing that radio show, and it was really great to be able to talk to the artists and play their songs, you know, and it was a great way to get introduced to music as a whole.
All right. So, hey, we kind of like to, before we get too far into this, we always like to listen to a little music because I know people can only tolerate two white fat guys talking for so long, then they want to hear some music. So. That's me and Jim. I know you're slim and trim. So.
Hey, no, that sounds like a plan.
So
we can start off with a fun one.
All right. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this first song that we're going to play on the air?
All right. Well, it's a fun song. I do it a lot whenever I play out live, but it's actually been recorded by a couple of independent artists that people can find anywhere online where there's downloadable music. Artist from North Carolina cut the song. His name is Trey Edwards, and he can also find him on CMT. And then Jason Bradley is a country artist from South Africa. That's a whole nother story, but boy, he's good. But they both recorded this song, but I'm going to do my version for you. It's a song called You Still Got It.
All right. We'll listen to this, and then we'll come back and visit a little more.
Yeah.
Sometimes you wonder if we're still on track. Sometimes you wonder why I just sit back and stare at you. Don't say nothing. Sometimes Sometimes I read it in your wondering eyes. Does your man still love you? Are we gonna be fine, girl? I'm sorry for saying nothing. But here, right here, before we move it on, baby, let me tell you right now, little lady, you still got it. Crowds my mind. Sometimes the habit just steals me blind, trying to live in love. Oh, but what's it gonna matter if I gain this world, if I lose the soul of my loving girl who keeps trying to live in love? But here, right here, let me give it to you, baby. Let me tell you.
The program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends, visiting with old friend Jeremy Dean on the phone, who is originally from New Liberty, Oklahoma, and now is living in Nashville. And tell me about how that transition took place.
Well, and you know what? As of June, I've been here 20 years in Nashville. I came to Nashville originally. I was found by a gospel group down in Oklahoma. Well, they're from Nashville, but they found me in Oklahoma and asked if I'd be interested in moving to Tennessee. And honestly, I really never considered. I thought if I was going to do music as a business, I'd just go to Branson and hire on at a theater, and then I'd still have my evenings at home. But that's not exactly how it worked out. So I came to Nashville, and I just really fell in love with the city. It's really a great place musically for just about anything. I mean, it's a real creative melting pot for songwriters and musicians from all over, even major artists from all genres of music, really. So it was very intriguing to me, though, from the songwriter perspective, because I had written a song out of high school that had become recorded a few years out of high school. And so it was interesting to me once I got here that the songwriting community was such a great place to really hone the songwriting skills, and that's really where I was mostly drawn. So I after a few years on the road, I just really, really geared down to songwriting and got really involved in the songwriting community in Nashville. And it's really, I tell people anytime I'm out singing, I love writing songs with the guys that had hits on the radio when I was a kid. I've gotten the opportunity to write with many great hit songwriters from the 80s and 90s, which is kind of the country that I love the most. Country music then, with they called
it. Yeah, nothing
arena
wrong
country,
with that. We happen to play quite a bit of that here. So
yeah,
that's kind of in our wheelhouse. So, who are some of the guys that you got the chance to write with?
Well, the first guy that I got the opportunity to write with was Stan Webb, who has written. I mean, matter of fact, his first commercially recorded cut was a George Jones song, and then he just had a whole slew of cuts, the Osmonds, and I mean through all the years. He had cuts with many different artists, but his biggest, I guess, paying song, if if dollars contributes to the idea of success, I guess. He had a song by Tracy Byrd called I'm From the Country, and it was a real big song back in the 80s and 90s, and he wrote that. So he was one of the first guys that I wrote with, and he's a real genuine guy. And so the first we actually, what was kind of funny is we ended up playing in a songwriter round at one of the venues here in Nashville together. And that night after it was over, he said, "Man, you got a lot of great songs." He's like, "And I'm gonna tell you right now," he's like, "hold on to them as long as you can." He's like, "Don't settle, you know, make them pay." So he had a lot of great advice early on, and he's just been a good friend along the way. And then, of course, I've written with others. Gerald Smith, who wrote, oh, man, he wrote a lot of songs, too, George Jones included. And he had, I guess, Colin Ray and Lori Morgan in the 80s, 90s was kind of a – but he had a lot of stuff before that, too. Matter of fact, he's one of those guys, when you play around with him, he sings songs. One night I was playing, he was playing at one of the songwriter nights that I host, and he said, "Well, what else have I got?" He's like, "Oh, I tell you what, how about a George Strait song?" I was like, "Man, I'd love to get to the point where I can't remember the hits that I've had." but no, and then another kind of one of the, another cool guy that I've become friends with is John Pinnell. He had a band a long time ago that it was kind of a funny story, because he said, "We had this little girl come in and she wanted to audition. She was only like 12 or 13, but she wanted to audition for the band to be the fiddle player." And so he was like, "Well, you know, we'll give her a shot." And of course, you know, it's kind of hard to travel some of these places with kids. So he was like, "You know, well, we'll just go ahead and we'll listen to her anyway." Well, she played the fiddle, and he was like, "Man, that was good." The band members were all like, "Wow, we can't hardly pass it up. We're going to definitely have to get her to play on the road with us some." And then she said, "Well, do you mind if I sing a song?" He's like, "Well, now hold on." He's like, "We're really just looking for a fiddle player. But while you're here, go ahead and sing us a song." And so he said she opened her mouth to sing, and the band, they all looked at each other and they said, "Yeah, she's definitely got to be in the band." And that's how Alison Krauss got her start. So it's kind of a real interesting story there. Yeah. Yeah. And so, of course, you know where she went. But John wrote a lot of her early stuff. And so I've got the opportunity to write with him and a bunch of, matter of fact, another cool one, Billy Dean, country singer Billy Dean, I've written with him. That was a real interesting write, because, you know, I went into
any relations there.
That was the thing. Before we went into the write, I was doing some, you know, that ancestry.com. That's like, I don't know. That's like chasing things you don't know about, because I don't know how all that stuff connects all the time. But anyway, I get on there. I'm trying to figure out if we're related at all. Well, in other research, I find that it says in Billy Dean, or it did at the time, online under his Wikipedia, which, of course, you know, you can just, you know, you can trust that all together.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, it said that the famous country singer Sausage King Jimmy Dean was Billy Dean's uncle. And I was like, well, that's cool, because I had seen an article with Jimmy Dean where Jimmy Dean stated that he was related to Dizzy and Daffy Dean, who were famous pitchers for the St. Louis Cardinals. Well, I happen to be related to them. So in a roundabout way, which I never knew, that I guess I'm related to Jimmy Dean. Well, so I thought, okay, cool. Well, I'm related to Billy. So I go into this songwriting session with Billy, and I'm like, "Hey, you know, I'm calling him, hey, cuz," and all this kind of stuff. And we're laughing about it. And I said, "I know we're related, because you got the same ears and the same nose. I mean, we got very, like, that's the distinct Dean characteristic." And so we're just kind of having fun with it. And I said, "Now, I guess we're related." I said, "I don't know that we are, but is Jimmy Dean your uncle?" He's like, "Nah, Jimmy Dean's not even any relation to me that I know of." So that sent me all the way back to square one. So that tells you how like, good I am at ancestry.
Yeah, Wikipedia is pretty funny stuff. I think if you go to Wheeler's page, it says in there that my nephew, and whose name is Jake Ware, and one of the kids that goes to our church, Jacoby Napier, are two famous musicians whose hometown is Wheeler, Texas. Well, yeah, so they are famous, I guess, if you're from Wheeler, Texas. But anyway.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, let's get into another song.
How about a song called "She Don't Know Jack"? And it's a fun song. It's just a great little story song, but it's got a great, great message and great beat. I think you'll enjoy that one.
All right, we're going to listen to "She Don't Know Jack" by Jeremy Dean, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Jill is still living independently. She spends her time climbing ladders. They They say she's great and has it all together, but she's putting mind over matters. Her friends are now all married, moving away to succeed. She's left standing alone each time they drive away with a dream. Like Romeo and Juliet and Happy Ever After, every time they pass her by she writes another chapter. She keeps on searching and hoping for the best. She picks herself up off the ground, 'cause she don't know Jack yet. Once and twice and thrice upon a lifetime, her heart's a broken story. She's fallen badly and been knocked down, head over heels off her feet. It's an uphill battle to keep from giving up, but one day she'll find that mountaintop where she'll fall in love. Like Romeo and Juliet and Happy Ever After, every time they pass her by she writes another chapter. She keeps on searching and hoping for the best. She picks herself up off the ground, 'cause she don't know Jack yet.
Hold on, hold on. She writes another chapter. She keeps on searching and hoping for the best. She picks herself up off the ground, 'cause she don't know Jack yet.
Program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. That was She Don't Know Jack. We're in studio with Jeremy Dina. Let's see. I was going to get back to, we'd kind of been talking about some of your joint efforts, songwriting, and also you're being first cousins with Billy Dean. That was pretty cool.
So. I don't know if we're even related, but I'm assuming we are at some point. We've talked about it. I'm just like, I know we are at some point. And I don't know. You just never know. I mean, I guess we're all related in some way. But,
yeah, if you get far enough back down the, up the tree or down the tree, however, whatever direction that flows. So. You and I talked a little bit about a song you wrote called 100 Year Notice. Kind of want to get a little bit of the story behind that before
we listen. Well, I have a great friend of mine here in Nashville. His name's Richard Trest. He owns a Cajun restaurant. He's actually originally from Mississippi and Louisiana area. And he has a restaurant here called Richard's Louisiana Cafe. Well, we've been friends for a number of years, and I've played at his little cafe a lot, and just a lot of great people come through there. And a good friend of ours I should back up a little bit. I met John Robin one night when he was playing at the Bluebird Cafe, and I was playing at the Bluebird Cafe, and we hit it up and we're talking about songwriting. And then I didn't know that he was a close friend of Richard's, but when I was talking to Richard about it, he was like, "Oh, I know John." He's like, "We could probably write with him." And I'm like, "Well, let's set it up." So this song, the 100 Year Notice, is the first song that we all collaborated on, three of us. And it's such a great, great little love song. And it has that 80s, 90s country feel that I really like in story songs. And it's actually on an upcoming project. I do a demo pitching projects songs that I pitch around town. And so this is actually going out in the next batch of, of those. So you're actually getting the first listen. Now, this song's not even on a project yet. But yeah, I'm glad for you to play it.
Well, that's pretty cool. We get to break new ground on Legends 92.9.
Yeah, you're the very first.
All right. So we're going to listen to a song called 100 Year Notice by Jeremy Dean. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Last night I wrote down a few short lines to try and show you, girl, what's on my mind. You know I ain't no poet, yeah, it's true, but I hope this note will make it clear to you. I'm giving my 100-year notice, so baby, get ready. I'm a man of my word, you know I'm solid and steady, working hard to prove how much I care. But don't you know, baby, there's only so much a man can do. So I'm giving my 100-year notice to you. Said hurtful things last night, slept back to back after turning out the light. But in the darkness I saw clearly down that road, maybe just how far my heart will go. I'm giving my 100-year notice, so baby get ready. I'm a man of my word, you know I'm solid and steady, working hard to prove how much I care. But don't you know, baby, there's only so much a man can do. So I'm giving my 100-year notice to you. Love takes a little work, but we can get this job done. Don't forget I'm only gonna be with you, girl, for so long. Giving my 100-year notice, so baby get ready. It might take me forever, but girl, you know I'll be working hard to prove how much I care. But don't you know, baby, there's only so much a man can do. So I'm giving my 100-year notice to you. Only so much a man can do, and I'm giving my 100-year notice to you.
The program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. We're visiting with Jeremy Dean from Nashville, who grew up just over the line, New Liberty, Oklahoma, just near Sarah. You know, a lot of people, famous people come from the Shamrock and Sarah area. Jeremy, I don't know if you're familiar with them all, but
we've done a few programs. Well, Roger Miller's from Eric.
We've done a program on Roger, as well as some other ones. Sheb Woolley, we've done a program recently on a guy named Gene Price, who played bass for Merle Haggard and Buck Owens, who's from Shamrock, which was pretty cool. Anyway, so the song we just finished listening to was 100 Year Notice, and that's one that that you had written, and that's something new that you gave us the opportunity to play. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, yeah.
So you're going to be pitching that to various artists, I guess, to see if...
The Bluebird Cafe is kind of like the Grand Ole Opry to songwriters. I mean, it's just the place that... I mean, anybody who's anybody has played there, and it's so... It's kind of ironic because it's such... It's a little bitty place, and it's I don't know, it probably seats 150 or less. It's a little bitty place, but the history there and who's played there just make it a great place to play, and it is the premier listening room in the world. And so it's pretty cool to, as a songwriter, to be able to go in there, sing your songs to people, and they're literally every night, because it's such a tourist attraction. There's just people from all over the world, So it's a very cool place to play. It's intimate, and at the same time, they have a, you know, it's a listening room, so it's a quiet policy, and people are just there to listen. They just really enjoy the songs, and it's a great way to meet people from all over the world. I had to go through, they have a pretty arduous and mostly unnecessary audition process, but it's quite, it's become quite something in and of itself, because they send out a quarterly notice to songwriters that they're going to do an audition. And basically, if you get registered online, if you're one of the 70 that can actually get in a registration slot online in about 10 seconds, I mean, they just go so fast. But if you actually do get registered, then they have an audition, which is on like a Sunday morning, and they bring all 70 of the people that got in into the room, and you get 1 minute. You only get a minute to audition. So that basically just start singing. And so it's interesting because I had gone through the process, and yeah, it's so much pressure, you know, to try to get in. But I've been doing it now since once I got in and have played there. I've been doing it now since about 2010, and I get to play, you know, 2-3 times a year there. And it's such a great place. And I've also done a number of rounds there, which that to me is really the highlight at the Bluebird, because it, not only do you get longer to sing, but it's, you know, they basically sit, you know, 3 or 4 people in a circle in the middle of the room. And so people, you know, are all around you while you sing. It's really kind of a, you know, front porch feel at that point. And it's very cool because you get to sing some of your best songs, and people just, you know, they take it in.
Well, go back just a little bit. And I'll tell you, you go online and you register, and then they pick 70 people, and you have 1 minute.
Yep.
Yep. How many times did it take you to go through that process to get?
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, they tell you, you know, the registration is going to become active on us. It's like on a Friday at 11 a.m. And so everybody has to be online. I mean, you have to grab one of the slots. I mean, literally, you know, hey, you have to hit the refresh button on your keyboard to try to grab the button when it becomes active, because it's gone in about 10 seconds. That's how fast those audition slots go. But once you get registered, then what happens is they send you, you know, they tell you the actual audition is going to be in 2 weeks. So then they just bring everybody together on that Sunday, and then they bring everybody into the Bluebird, and then one at a time you get 1 minute. Yeah, that's all you get. And so it's a pretty interesting process that, and I don't know. I mean, I know a bunch of great songwriters that have never made it through that process, because it's just, they only pick out of those 70 each quarter that they audition, they only pick like 2.
Oh my!
That are actually going to get the chance to perform. So, and you can keep auditioning, you know, or keep registering to audition and all of that as much as you want. But yeah, I mean, I know personally songwriters that have tried, you know, 5 or 6 times going through the audition process before they finally got in. So it is just, I mean, it is just really quite a thing that they've got going.
All right. So, okay. So you hit the button, you get registered. They say, okay, you're coming in on Sunday to do your song, and you're thinking, what song am I going to do?
So. Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, that's the thing is, so the first time I actually auditioned twice, and the first time that I auditioned, I thought, you know, I'm going to take my best lyrical song. I have had feedback from great producers, and this particular song that I did called Every Little Piece of My Heart, it's just a great lyrical song. Well, I took that song, and unfortunately, because they hear so many ballads, they passed. They didn't accept me, and so I went through the audition process again. Well, the next time I went through, a guy, I talked to him. I said, man, what do you think the secret is to getting into the Bluebird? He's like, man, just pick your fastest song and get up there and perform it. He's like, they just want to know you're going to hold that audience's attention. I'm like, well, that's pretty good advice. So I picked a song called Something About That. And that's the song that I got into the Bluebird with, because after about 4 to 6 weeks, they send you an email after your audition, and they tell you whether or not you get accepted. So kind of interesting. I mean, that song has been recorded by an artist from South Africa named Jason Bradley. So it's kind of cool that song went on later to be recorded. But yeah, it's just an interesting process altogether.
All right. So what do you want to listen to, your version of that, or do we want to listen to?
No, I'll tell you what, let's listen to Jason. Jason Bradley has a great version of that. So let's put that in his part.
All right. Let's take a listen to that. Then we'll be right back in a few minutes.
Streak her country mile wide, and when she drives me crazy, she just makes me wanna cry. She rolls her eyes around, and my mama's heard her curse. No, she doesn't always put her best barefoot first. She's bad, but there's something about that. She's barely in time and her money's always spent. She thinks about today, not about tomorrow's rent. She got an education, but she ain't got no degree. She'd rather do her hair, spend her time with me. She's bad, but there's something about that. Yeah, she's scared to live alone, daylight's out of me. Driving down the highway with just one knee. Hands up in the air screaming, she loves me. There'll never be a chance as far as I can see. But there's something about that. When I eat or when I sleep, cause she never makes her mind up till I'm about to have to sleep. But I guess that when I'm 90, it won't mean that much to me. When I'm lying there just dreaming about the precious memories we had. But there's something about that. Yeah, she's scared to live alone, daylight's out of me. Driving down the highway with just one knee. Hands up in the air screaming, she loves me. There'll never be a chance as far as I can. Something about it.
It's a beautiful day for a ride, baby. What do you say? How about letting me drive for a change? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Nice and easy. What do you mean? Move over and let you drive. There's a difference. Praying, hell no.
She's scared to live alone, daylight's out of me. Driving down the highway with just one knee. Hands up in the air screaming, she loves me. There'll never be a chance as far as I can see. But there's something about that.
Program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends on 92.9 FM. Visiting with Jeremy Dean, who is a Western Oklahoma native. The song we just finished listening to was one called Something About That. That's the one that got you on the stage in the Bluebird Cafe, which is really cool. And so enjoyed hearing that. Another project you had coming up with a girl who is, let's see, Amberlee Fletcher. Is that sound?
Yeah, Amberlee. I tell you, she's probably, since I've been in Nashville, like I said, I've been in Nashville 20 years in June, and she's one of the most talented artists I've run across. She's young, but she's got a great head on her shoulders, writes super great songs. And back in about 2010, 2011, I had started writing with a regular co-writer named Janet Hadaball. Her name is Janet Schubert now, but this was the first song that Janet ever brought to a co-write, and we ended up writing, oh man, I don't know, 25, 30 songs. I don't know how many songs we've written over our time together, but this song, This Door, was the first song that Janet Hadaball brought to the table idea-wise, and I fell in love. I won't give too much of the song away until people hear it, but I loved it because it was a song about an inanimate object, but you had to write a song about emotions that go along with it. And so that can sometimes get a little hokey if you're not being real clever with your lyrics. But man, she just had a great approach to this idea. So we wrote a song called This Door, and we just kind of held on to that song. It was one of those songs that we believed that was strong enough that it was going to take a really good artist to really do something with that song. And Amberlee Fletcher just loved this song. I had known Amberlee, had sang with her a number of times, and she just loved this song. She's like, can I please, please, please record this song? So Janet and I, we were like, yeah, she's definitely the talent that's going to take that song to the next level. So Amberlee Fletcher singing This Door is a definite highlight.
All right, let's take a listen to that. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
I I've lived on the corner of Second and Colleen. For many years I've been here and seen a lot of things. Young lovers cross thresholds and make a happy home. But where's a key that opens me while stories still untold?
Programs, Lyrics, and Legends, visiting with Jeremy Dean. And the song we just listened to was Call the Door, performed on the show by Amberlee Fletcher. And anyway, Jeremy, we're so glad, man, that you're taking time to visit with us.
Oh, man, I tell you, it's great catching up with you. I haven't seen y'all in forever, and so it's just great to at least get to talk to you. And
you know, we've been talking about this for a while.
I know. I'm glad you brought Jim on board over there, kind of wrangle things in a little bit.
You were, term would be, I guess, honored enough to be chosen to write a song for a movie that was being produced, and I kind of wanted to get that one in here.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
Man, so. I tell you, this is how interesting things happen right here in this town. Like, this song in particular, for example, I had a friend of mine that comes up from Florida every couple of months, and we write, and we've written a bunch of great songs, but he comes to Nashville for about 2 weeks, and a bunch of other co-writers, and they get in, like, he does like two or three co-writes a day for like 2 weeks. Well, anyway, So he was at my house, and we started writing on this song. And so we're writing this song. Well, I had a lady actually in my house cleaning my house while we were writing. And so she heard us writing this song. And what's interesting about it, she does acting and stuff on the side. And what was interesting, she knew this director, and she's like, man, that song, she's like, that sounds like something that he would be interested in. And so I'm like, well, man, you know, we just finished it up. Just feel free to, you know, contact him. That's exactly how this song got pitched.
Wow.
Was the lady that cleaned my house knew a film director, and the film director heard the song, and he it fit right in line with the script that he had. And the song is called When We Fight. He used an acoustic version, and it ended up being pretty cool. But you can find the movie. I think there's online distribution company that has it where you can. It's kind of like a Netflix thing. I think you can find it. Long story short, song's called When We Fight, and yeah.
The movie's kind of a Civil War.
Yeah.
Movie,
oh, yeah. So, yeah, okay. Definitely. Yeah.
All right. So, well, let's take a listen to that, and we'll be back to visit with you in just a few minutes.
Where there's evil pride, we all pay a high price. Who's the hero? Who's the sacrifice?
program's Lyrics and Legends, visiting with Jeremy Dean, learning a little bit about his music writing career and singing career. And Jeremy's located now in Nashville. He was in native of Oklahoma, and met him over in Wheeler, Texas, in a little radio station over there. So that was a lot of fun at KPDR back in the day.
Back in the day.
Listened to was When We Fight, and that was from a movie. You got a funny story about how that got placed in the movie through your cleaning lady. That's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it happens. But no, you can find it online. It's Forbes Films is the company that put it out. It's the name of the movie is The War Riders.
All right. And we talked a little bit more about a South African artist that you had recorded one of your songs. Tell me a little bit about
it. Well, it's kind of interesting, honestly, because Jason Bradley, who we played a little earlier, he's from South Africa, and he was the country artist of the year over there. The project that some of my songs are included on is a project called Dirt Road, so you can find Jason online. Well, then it's interesting because Cindy Alter is also originally from South Africa, and she was with a very famous group, all-female band over there called Clout, and I guess to date she told me they sold like 13 million albums. They were really, really big in the 70s, 80s. And so anyway, you can look her up online. It's Cindy Alter, A-L-T-E-R. And she just recently, this is probably the newest cut that I have out there, that songs that have been recorded by other artists. Cindy just released this. And so I think I actually just got it in. So it's very new. But it's a song we wrote called No Shortcut. And we actually wrote it in one session. And then she was recording it the very next week. And so this song actually went pretty fast for her, and so it's out there right now.
All right, so we're going to listen to No Shortcut by Cindy Alter, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
There are lines you'll have to cross sometimes in your life. There are things you'll have to do that won't feel right. But the less you think about it, the harder you try. As we chase after the minutes and hours in our lives, looking for some answers deep in our minds, losing sight of all the magic, we're just wasting time. It's a long road, got a long way to go, ain't no shortcut, just a long way home. When you get there and you find your place, then you're not alone on this long, lonely road. Seems to find you, and there's nothing but hurt. Just keep on believing that the flame is gonna burn higher and higher till some feeling returns. Yeah, but it's a long road, got a long way to go, ain't no shortcut. Just a long way home. When you get there and you find your place, then you're not alone on this long, lonely road.
Lonely road.
Program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. Gary Ware in the studio here in beautiful downtown Shamrock, Texas, visiting with Jeremy Dean. Hey, man, that was good, Jeremy. That's the Cindy Alter song that we just played.
And, well, thank you.
That's new. Yeah, that's like great. Hot off the press, right?
That is hot off the press. That's probably the newest thing I got going. And what's ironic is I've got another female artist in South Africa. And what's so funny about all this is I know one of the producers in South Africa that got all these people started, and he won a green card lottery to become a U.S. citizen. Of course, he had to go through the whole process. So he gave up his music career in South Africa to move to the United States. So he knew some of these people. So after he moved here, that's how I got introduced to him. So Jason Bradley and Cindy Alter, and then there's another artist that's getting ready to record one of my songs. So it's kind of interesting. You just never know where they're going
to
end up.
That's pretty crazy the way all that works out. Back when you first started the program tonight, you mentioned that you had a song. I don't know if it's the first song you wrote, but maybe the first ones you had recorded anyway was a Barbara Fairchild song, or Jeremy Dean song recorded by Barbara Fairchild.
Yeah, this song... I wrote this song. Okay, so I'm date myself here, but I graduated in 92, and I wrote this song in 96. And this was before I moved to Nashville, all that, but about the same time. So when I moved to Nashville, after I had written this song and I got more involved in the songwriting community, decided to start pitching some of my own songs. Well, back then, you could still pitch things on, like, CDs and even cassettes way back then. Now everything's done by email or hyperlinks or something like that. But so I pitched this song directly to Barbara Fairchild via CD through the mail, which that is so that the idea of that even happening today is probably so rare. But it was interesting because that was around Thanksgiving of 99, because I had come to I'd been there to Oklahoma for the holidays at Christmas and New Year's. And when I came back to Tennessee, and this is also dating me because I had a voice machine. But anyway, there's a voice machine message from Barbara Fairchild on my machine. And she was like, man, I love the song. We just got out of the studio with it, which was kind of ironic because, we hadn't even signed the mechanical license or anything for this song. So it was kind of an interesting story all the way around how that came to be. But this song, she just totally did this song justice. And I couldn't think of anybody better to do it than Barbara Fairchild, because she just had that great country soulful voice, to make this song shine.
And the song is a fantastic song, Jeremy, by the way. The song is called The Table Grace Prepared. And we're going to listen to this song, and then we'll be back to close this thing out.
Ends meet for too many years. Kept the family together with smiles for every tear. She only had one row to hoe with almost nothing left to show. But grace would set the table for a king. Wasn't much, not quite enough. Yet she shared it all in love unselfishly. At the table, grace prepared, where the bread of life was broken with care. No lack for the children God gave her to bear. What a blessed gift to sit at the at the table grace prepared. She beamed angelic little smiles as she'd read from the Bible and our King. And she'd tell us about a man we all knew she was dying to see. He gave his life for us one day on a hill far away. Oh, and Mama led us to believe he's prepared a place for us where we'll celebrate as one big family. Table, grace prepared, where the bread of life was broken with care, giving all, not holding back, making sure there was no lack for the children God gave her to bear. What a blessed gift to sit at the table, grace prepared. There's a great homecoming day waiting not so far away, and all God's children will be there at the table.
So, hey, thanks for staying with us through this program, Jeremy. So much fun to talk to you again. I know the major part of the communication we have with you anymore is Facebook and sending each other.
Oh, yeah.
Sending each other stupid stuff on Facebook or whatever. So, hey, if somebody wants to know where you're going to be performing, that's probably one of the best places to keep up with you, isn't it? If they want to look for Jeremy Dean on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, they can, yeah, or they can go directly to my website. It's got all my social media contacts, all the good stuff. They can go to jdean and the letters FX. So jdeanfx.com is my website.
Okay. So they can take a look at that and they can find out,
yep,
if you're going to be at the Bluebird, or yep, if you're going to be playing some other venue. I know you do a lot of shows around that area. So, and we're also looking forward to maybe, if you ever get back out west here, you know, maybe getting you to stop in again. And
absolutely. I'd love to, man. Fun.
So anyway, awesome. Hey, thanks for taking time out of the day. The program you've been listening to is Lyrics and Legends. We've been visiting with Jeremy Dean from Nashville, Tennessee, about his songwriting and singing career. And it's just been a pleasure to talk with you.
Same to you, buddy. I do appreciate you.
All right. We look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Absolutely.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time, here on Legends 92.9.